Hello again. I often quote Peter Drucker, the great business thinker, who observed that the first aim in business is to avoid making a loss. So most of these ideas are about how to make more profit. Some are about how to avoid making a loss. And one very easy way to make a loss is to invest in too many of the rather dodgy schemes on the internet that promise to make you rich beyond the dreams of avarice. I'm not saying that much of the advice you get is not good, it is. But what I am saying is that very often you're paying for things which either are grossly overpriced, or alternatively, you're paying for things which have no credentials. What do I mean by credentials? I mean that when you meet somebody, when you're about to do business with somebody, unless you're very stupid, you check up on their background. So if somebody says, I'm going to make you rich beyond the wildest dreams you can possibly have, find out a little bit more about them. Have a look at those interesting little articles about internet scams that you'll find on the internet. It doesn't necessarily always mean that somebody's a rogue, but very often it does. But more importantly, try and find out who these people have helped so wonderfully, because you usually find it's people you've never heard of. So-and-so in North Dakota made £3 million in 6 minutes, blah, 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 blah. The thing is, you get blinded by the size of the promises and the numbers given and the way it seems so easy. You forget to ask, okay, who else has he done this for? Has he worked for any reputable companies? Any proper businesses? Or is it all these fly-by-night entrepreneurs that he's working with? Check up on people's credentials. Please do so. It can save you an awful lot of money. One friend of mine has, as far as I can make out, spent all his money and quite a lot that he's borrowed on various courses, yet he still hasn't succeeded. He didn't look carefully enough at people's credentials. So there's a thought for you.